The deadline for open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act is February 15th. Individuals and families that do not have medical insurance coverage are required to sign up for one of the medical insurance plans approved by the federal government under the provisions of the Affordable Care Act. The City of Chattanooga is hosting an open enrollment event on Saturday, February 7th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm speaking with City employee Abigail Jacobs about the event. Get Covered Chattanooga, hopefully a way to make sure that people all sign up for the Affordable Care Act that need to sign up in the City of Chattanooga. This is under the mayor's office?
Yes, ma'am. The mayor's office has enlisted the different departments to have representatives to come in and kind of help get the citizens of Chattanooga the information they need so that they can get coverage in the marketplace.
And the marketplace, of course, covers several different programs that you can sign up for your health care and dental care.
Mm-hmm.
It's required by law under the Affordable Care Act for everyone who doesn't already have coverage with their employers and meet a certain level of income.
Yes. Starting this year, if you do not have coverage, you will have to pay a fine of $325 or 2%, whichever is greater. So that will happen on your income taxes next year. And health insurance is very important because you don't really need it until it's too late and you do need it. So it's really affordable now because there's programs that give financial assistance. In fact, 85% of those who have already signed up for the marketplace have qualified for financial help. And most Americans are finding plans for $100 or less a month. So it's very affordable.
The goal of the Affordable Care Act, of course, was to provide health benefits, health insurance, to as many Americans as possible. Obviously, we're not going to get 100% coverage because you're going to have people with no income that would find it almost impossible to pay for these programs. And you're going to have people whose employer offers a program that they just choose not to use. And there are also other options. So they're looking for as much coverage as possible. What's the mayor's goal for Chattanooga to get covered?
The mayor's goal would be 100%, but that's probably not very realistic. So we just want to be able to get the information out to the Chattanoogans in the area so that they have the information and the opportunity to get coverage. There are several different ways to get coverage, one being in person. And the way to get in-person help is you can come to a city-sponsored enrollment event Saturday, February 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brainerd Youth and Family Development Center. It's on Northmore Road next to Brainerd High School. Also, you can call 311 to find available appointments near you with a healthcare navigator. You can also go online to getcovered10.org, or you can once again call 311 to find out how to get information that you need to get covered.
Healthcare navigators have special training to take people through the process and make sure that it gets accomplished. Will a call to 311 hook you up with a navigator?
Yes, ma'am, it will.
How many navigators working in the city?
There's four different navigators in the city.
A lot of people have attempted to go to the webpage and had problems. It was notorious nationally for having issues when you go to the webpage. Using a navigator will help you sign up, whether it's via a webpage or just filling out forms, and is probably an easier way to go, and they can also answer questions.
Yes, ma'am. The navigators are very informed about the healthcare laws. They're a great resource to use and to be able to help you get the right coverage that's probably best for you.
What can someone expect if they come to the event on Saturday?
On the enrollment event on Saturday at the Brainerd Youth and Family Development Center, there's going to be certified assisters, which essentially means these are trained professionals that know how to navigate the marketplace so that they can help you efficiently and get you the coverage that you need in a timely fashion.
Can they also help you apply for that financial assistance if you need it?
Yes, they can.
You have a kind of rough idea of the income levels that qualify for financial assistance?
To qualify for the financial assistance, between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level qualifies for the financial assistance.
And that's your complete household income?
Yes.
Is there any cost to individuals going to this event on Saturday?
Absolutely no cost to anybody. It's there to be a tool for the community to use, and we want everybody that needs the help to be able to go and get the assistance that they desperately need.
Are reservations required, or is it just walk-up?
On Saturday, it's just a walk-up event. You do not need any reservations. And there's going to be plenty of volunteers there to assist you and kind of guide you through the process. So just come and be expecting to get some great health insurance.
What type of information should people bring with them in terms of paperwork?
You need proof of ID, you need proof of income, birth dates, and social security numbers for everyone that is going to be signing up for health insurance.
And that includes everyone in your family?
Yes.
What were the times again?
The times are from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brainerd Youth and Family Development Center. It's on Northmore Road by the Brainerd High School.
Will there be another workshop like this?
This is actually the last city-sponsored workshop, but I want to stress that the deadline to get covered for this year during open enrollment is February 15th. If you're not able to come to the event on Saturday, you can call 311 to get the information that you need and get hooked up with a navigator, or you can go to getcovered10.org. That's getcovered10.org. I also would like to be able to remind the people that were able to get coverage last year that they need to go online and review their benefits, because this year there's more plans and different types of coverage that you might have not been able to get last year. So it's always important to renew your income statement and just to kind of shop the marketplace again, just to make sure that everything is current and up to date.
And this is medical insurance and dental insurance, right?
Yes, it is.
Get Covered Chattanooga is providing an open enrollment event this Saturday, February 7th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brainerd Youth and Family Development Center on Northmore Road. This event is free and open to the public. Healthcare navigators will be available during the open enrollment event to assist you with completing your paperwork. If you cannot make it to the enrollment event and you need assistance setting up an appointment with a healthcare navigator, you can call 311. More information is available online at getcoveredtenn.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.